USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Stop the Steal protesters breached Capitol Hill Wednesday afternoon, Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed woman. She's been identified as Ashley Babbitt from San Diego, California, a 14-year Air Force veteran.
She didn't have any weapons on her. I don't know why she had to die in people's house. That's our house. It's everybody's house. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. I don't know why she had to die inside the house. I saw the pictures. I had to see the pictures of my wife dying. On the news.
Her husband Aaron on WKRN Nashville was not in attendance. After protesters were removed from Capitol Hill, Congress certified the Electoral College vote that gives Democrat Joe Biden his presidential victory. In the Georgia Senate runoffs, both seats went to the Democrats, putting the Senate in a 50-50 split. The victories by John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock ensure Democrats now control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.